Well, the time is now 3 o'clock in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. My voice is not a new voice to Fireworks, as I've been here last year, either as a guest or a co-host. But this year, this time around, I'll be the one anchoring the show. Now, I want to first off thank Ronnie and Anthony Green and the others for having the confidence in me to do this show. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for your encouragement and your advice and your support as well. Now, Fireworks has, through the years, been a staple in the festival and the flagship program for us right here at Cropover City. And in times like these, it's even more important that we are here. Now, our theme for this year is keeping Cropover alive. And there's no way that you can keep something alive if it's ignored or forgotten. Now, there may not be as many songs in our system at this point in time. There may not be any fetes or limes or parties, or at least not yet. But what we have decades of the sweetest summer festival behind us. We have the voices of those that were and those that are integral to the shape that the festival has taken and will ultimately take once we've passed this hurdle. Now, over the coming weeks, you will hear from people both here in Barbados and abroad. You will hear the stories as they recall experiences and speak of their plans. Of course, this is Fireworks, so if controversy raises its head, which I'm pretty sure it will, we'll be here to capture that as well. But most importantly, I want to hear from you, the listener. Your calls and your messages will be an integral part of this show. Good afternoon. I'm Kashi Brown, and this is Fireworks. So it's 3 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to Fireworks 2021. Just my little intro, my little preamble. So as I said, you know, it's important that we hear from you, the listeners. I heard earlier today, Ronnie was asking the question, you know, what would you like to see in terms of Cropover or the festival? I saw people saying they want a Bridgetown market in every parish. Someone saying, you know, they just want somewhere that they can sell their wares. Another saying, Pickety Crop Finals, that's what we want to see. They didn't have one last year. I want to see, I think you may have a classic for another year. Who knows? Speaking of classic, he'll be here tomorrow. He's my guest tomorrow. So all the things you want to talk about Cropover's past, what do you see now, what's coming in the future, that's what we will talk about. And speaking of the future, we'll be highlighting the future as well. The future of the festival, the future of Cropover. The young performers, the young writers, the young musicians and producers, and my goodness, there are so many of them out there. We will highlight them as well. Now, yes, this is the official start of Fireworks. Starts at 3 o'clock. At 3:30, though, we have the news, and that'll be followed by Radio School. We'll call it Radio School, the Fireworks edition. I don't know if Uncle Jeff is going to put a Cropover question in there somewhere. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll have our first guest. That'll be Ingrid, as we continue with the fireworks right here. So good afternoon to you, one and all. As I said, we will be highlighting and featuring the future, the young ones. And this young man, for sure, he is the future.
Good evening, ladies and
It was called Little Bit Bit, but then afterwards it was changed to The Mighty Bit Bit. Well, listen to this one, the style of old Calypso, and then we come back. We have some conversations. We have a good chat this afternoon. This is Fireworks 2021. We are VOB 92.9 FM. And remember, this year we are keeping Crop Over alive.
So they all wonder when this year what baby can do. I thought I might wanna be singing, nothing that is complicated. I don't want this song up a funny, to go over the judgment. Simple lyrics, simple melody, nothing just that's a nice to bring. And the people bound to love this baby target.
And I like the style of old Calypso, the Mighty Bit Bit. Take you back to the Junior Monarch 2019, which seems like so long ago. When we last had competitions, both at the junior and senior levels. This young man,
So the people was
the mighty Bebe.
Bebe, you is my cup of tea. I need a 10.
He's the reigning monarch in the 6 to 10 age category. Don't know if he'll still be in that category when we eventually start again. And he won this year with 100 points. 4 points for this one. Of course, also that year we had Shantae crowned the queen of the 11 to 14 category. And Kwon, back-to-back wins, 2018 and 2019, taking the 13 to 18 category. And he was looking forward to joining the senior ranks last year. No such luck there. But it's great to see that the young ones have the experienced writers and performers, Kaisonians and entertainers in their corner helping to develop it. I must give mention to the likes of Crystal Cummings-Beckles, who works with so many of the young ones, and who last year was behind the inaugural Junior Soca Monarch. We had the young ones singing, not just the, because obviously we have the Junior Monarch, which we have them singing the social commentary, but last year in the Junior Soca Monarch, they were singing their bashment soca and the up-tempo soca and the raga soca. All elements. The future looks bright, I think. Chad, good morning, Chad. And Chad is in London. Chad says, this young man is the future of Bajan Kaiso. I can't argue with that, Chad. Remember, you can join any discussions. 434-1790. Of course, our WhatsApp, 266-4862. At 4 o'clock, our guest in studio will be Ingrid Holder. We'll be right back with the fireworks.
You change our lives forever. Yes, forever. I hear how you rob families of their future in this country forever. Change their lives forever. Mommy was the breadwinner of the household back when she was told she going home. After years of hard work, you ripped the ground from she feet. Now she don't even know how she will take care of we. What a travesty. But now we broke, we poor, 10 mouths to feed. How will I get to school daily? That's my question. Mr. Retrenchment. Retrenchment. How much longer must I suffer? My siblings and I are innocent. But be watching mommy crumble as she deals with retrenchment. She's taking it hard, dealing with Mr. Retrenchment. But empty, but we still alive together. We must stick together. We taking turns going to school, and most days we are rationing food together. But we stick together. Mommy has explained to us what had unfolded back when she was told she's going home. A little was dying on life support with chronic disease, and the only way she could save she is with she's salary. Whoa. But now we broke, we poor, 10 months to feed. Why did this happen to my family? That's my question. the retrenchment. I know it's for the best of this land, for future generations, but I have questions for you, Mr. Retrenchment. How much longer must I suffer? My siblings and I are innocent, but we watching mommy crumble as she deals with retrenchment. She's taking it hard, dealing with Mr. Retrenchment. Son, and I hear the news, so don't think that I'm young and confused. Oh, never out of the loop, I'm never. I hear the plans from the primary source, and as a family we stay in the course. So never giving up, oh never. Desperate times call for desperate measures, even though it hurts. For everything there's a season, even when we don't agree. Like a broken record every day, mommy telling me repeatedly. But now we broke, we bought 10 mounts to feed. How will I get to school daily? That's my question, Mr. Retrenchment. How much longer must I suffer? My siblings and I are innocent, but be watching mommy crumble as she deals with retrenchment. And so she's taking it hard, dealing with Mr. Retrenchment.
Andre, my reality, take you back to Crop Over 2019, when the juniors were in full splendor. Good afternoon to you. Welcome inside Fireworks 2021. Good afternoon. I'm Cashy. I'll be with you throughout the afternoon. For those that are wondering about Radio School, we still will have Radio School. Of course, at 3:30, we have the latest. And right after that, we'll join Uncle Jeff for Radio School. Right after that, we jump right back into Fireworks with our first guest of the season, Ingrid Holder. Artist manager, booking agent, superwoman. Now, earlier this morning, the question was asked, what would you love to see? What would you like to see? What element of the festival? It's so funny that it was that Ronnie asked that question this morning, because I was just having that conversation last night about what, if any, elements can exist. Now, we're still waiting on the official word from the minister, from government, on what will happen with the festival, what shape it will take, what will be allowed. And a lot of this here obviously depends on the protocols that are in place. I'm seeing the latest figures being published regarding the COVID cases. None reported from the last batch. And we've been going pretty well, pretty good so far. But can it be maintained, and do we want to jeopardize it? So then we have to find different ways of doing things. So that's where the creatives come into play. And boy, do we have creatives up there. But it's one thing to create, it's another thing to engage and get the buy-in from the public as well. So they can say, okay, let's do this. Let's try an online platform. Let's do this. But are we going to get the buy-in from the public? Janice, good afternoon to you. J. Janice is saying, I would love to get into a Calypso tent this year. Janice is saying, House of Soca is my favorite. House of Soca or... I don't think so. But she's saying House of Soca or... Right, or Back in Our Time, right. Back in Our Time versus The Best. That's the main show. Is there room for a crop over in this current climate as well? George, good afternoon to you, sir. I know a man that's eager to get out there and help and work with the young ones. Sluggy. Sluggy is going to be joining me at some point this week. Also coming up this week, Sharon Crew White. Of course, she's the one at the helm of the House of Soca for many years. So we speak to those involved in the festival. Those decision makers, all on Fireworks. Lawrence, good afternoon to you. Lawrence here, I ain't going nowhere. Still too much of a risk. Can't risk getting back out there. Cropover Festival or Jump Up could wait another year till we're all safe for sure. The time is 25 minutes after 3 o'clock. Just give you a taste of the juniors as we get closer to radio school. And after that, we really get into the big people business as we invite Ingrid Holder to join us for our fireworks. Here's another reigning monarch from 2019. His name is Quan. Someone here saying we should sit this one out this year and start early for 2022. A massive crop over, they say, in 2022.
The whole world upgrading, everything they make is smart.
Smart.
The water they drinking, the telephone they're using, smart.
Smart.
But it is so amusing to me. How we so advanced with technology. Oh, it is so amazing to see. As soon as a conflict break out, a hot piece of gossip come out, a man no get shoot and tackled. If you see how phones just come out. In this smart era, we
must do better.
Yeah. Notifications bug out. What's notifications ring out? from reality they log out. Head inside the phone can't come out. Then this smarter,
we must do better.
Your phone can be smarter than you. And this smarter,
we must do better
than WhatsApp, IG, and YouTube.
We need some smart people too.
To show us how to invest.
We need some smart people too. Smart.
And mind your own business.
We need some smart people too.
To show you the irony with man creating this smart
gadgetry.
Like we want to make them smarter than we. But if they get a surgeon cut out, electronic circuit crash out, all light and power just drop out, don't blow a fuse, just chill out. Was always winning the crown.
We need some smart people too.
Fireworks 2021. I'm Cashy. Good afternoon to you. 9 minutes after 4 o'clock on a busy Monday afternoon. I presume it's going to get even busier, but that's all right. That's fine. My guest is in studio. She has been here for quite some time. She was listening to Uncle Jeff and trying to see if she could get as many of the questions answered correctly. I don't know how well that went for her, but let me say good afternoon and welcome to Fireworks 2021. My first guest. I actually want
I'm
to have
first
her.
Guest.
You are the first.
I am honored.
I am honored. I actually wanted to have you before, but then when I was doing out the schedule, I said, you know what? Well, let me see if I could wait and get her as the first guest on Fireworks. You know, when you're thinking of people that have, and my thing is to look for people that have made that impact, people that really have been all over. And I see Ingrid all over. I see Ingrid in the Caribbean Islands, she's States and thing. And as youthful as she may appear, and as she is, you have been doing this for quite some time. Artist manager, booking agent, promoter, entrepreneur. I mean, you've been in the entertainment arena for quite some time. And jumping right into things, you know.
Yes, sir.
We saw the impact that it has had. And there was an article in a portion of the print media which highlighted the plight of entertainers and such.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that's a given. Anytime anyone is out of work for a month, that's hard. 6 months, you real hard up. 12 months, my problem was with some of the comments. I don't know if you saw or read some of the comments that for me seem rather tone deaf. When you see or hear comments like that, what does that do? How does that make you feel?
First of all, good afternoon. Thank you for being your first guest. Mm-hmm. Hi to Edwin. So Edwin, we christening in here today.
Wait, we could do christening dance.
Of course. Yeah. Good afternoon, VOB listeners.
That was 2010.
A blessed 2021, despite the adversities we've been faced with since last year. Mm. And happy 40th anniversary to VOB 92.9. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's still 40.
Starcom? I see happy 40 years, Starcom.
Now, that's Victor. Victor, just want to wish everybody happy. But it's
VOB. Yeah, so yeah. VOB are just a tad 8 years behind me. I grew up listening to Rhythm Fusion with my granny and granddad, actually. So I am a Rhythm Fusion baby.
All right. And you just stuck with us.
Yes. Yeah. I'm always on all your stations. Mm-hmm. The only station I haven't actually been on is the gospel station, but I'll be doing that very shortly.
Life. Carol, what's going on? Make things happen. Get a morning with Carol.
So, yeah, good afternoon to everybody listening. And maybe I can say Happy New Year because this is the first time.
Happy New Year. Happy anniversary. Yeah. I mean, happy birthday.
And y'all didn't have persons in studio prior. So, yes.
Another first was you're actually, I can't even remember who my last guest was. Obviously, it would have been early 2020.
Very early.
Yeah, very early 2020.
Because we shut down March 23rd, 2020. Yeah. So, yes, it's been a very interesting year, to say the least. I want to say good afternoon to everybody out there in the entertainment sector, from the musicians, to the writers, to the producers, to the sound engineers, to the lighting guys, to the decor. Hi, Robert Carter. Beautiful decor.
Robert, yeah, man.
He's one of our Petals Paradise.
Yeah.
He's one of our service providers. Hello to everybody involved, to the vendors. Hi to Big G. Hi to everybody who's involved in entertainment, because entertainment is not just music. It's a domino and a trickle effect. Mm. So there are thousands of persons out there who are currently unemployed for the last 17 months. So let's just put that on
the
board.
It's active unemployment.
Yes, it is. Especially for us, Edwin Yewood and Crossfire, the likes of Allison and other entertainers. A few are out right now. I think Marzo and Hypersounds are at some of the carnivals, luckily.
Yeah.
They decided to take that. But for those of us who tour and who survive from touring, we haven't toured in 17 months. We haven't done anything locally in the last, that would be 14 months or going 13, because the last event Crossfire did live was Whole Town Festival 2020. February 2020.
That's February, yeah.
Hello to Petra and the crew over there at Hotel. Life Spare, we'll see you next year.
We're working to that. We're working towards that.
So it's been it's been a struggle, but all I can say is keep God in your prayers, and I think we're going to make it through as soon as we're allowed to do something, however slight, which should be very appreciative. Madam Mia Amor-Montley, good afternoon to you. Once all the protocols are in place, I think things will eventually reopen, and hopefully soon.
I think people don't understand really how entertainers survive.
They don't understand. So I think sometimes when you see the harsh comments, to put it mildly, on the social media platforms, and especially, they don't understand, because a lot of people do not identify entertainment or the sector as a career. But it is a career, and it could be a very viable career, depending on what elements you take part in, because we all mesh together. As I said, the sound engineers, the lighting, the decor, the infrastructure, the musicians who write the music, the producers who produce the music, people like me who manage and do bookings for artists, we're all connected. When I find a booking, that booking comes from a promoter who then employs the decor and the lighting and the sound, or wherever we're touring, or even if it's locally done. It all goes hand in hand. So when there is nothing, everybody suffers.
Mm. You know, someone made a comment, again, so many tone-deaf comments, when they say, why don't you just find something else to do.
Because this is all we do every day, all day. Good afternoon to Freddie Hill and Al Jilks. I used to work with Freddie when I was going to school at Springer back in 1988-89. I was in fourth form, I remember. Freddie used to do events down at the post office on top of the roof with people like Tiger and Admiral Tibbet and Frankie Paul.
Is the post office in town?
The post office in town, that's where events used to be held. And they had a lot of other venues too, but I remember that one very clearly because Tiger was up on top of the roof singing Bam Bam back then. So thanks to people like Freddie who has continued to employ me because I'm the artist liaison for the Barbados Reggae Festival, Hennessy Artistry. Hi also to Ronnie Morris, who've done the Barbados Music Awards for a period of over 10 years. And I also do the artist liaison for that. And with that, hand in hand, whenever those events come around, you get to meet all the artists, whether it's reggae, R&B, gospel. You meet celebrities like Vivica Fox. Good afternoon to Vivica. She's locked on right now.
Hi.
I'm on my Facebook Live. Hi to everybody listening.
What tell Vivica I say hi, huh?
Vivica Cashy told you hi.
Oh, I didn't want to say hi to her.
Yeah,
for
she's
years,
locked on.
Man.
Hi to Auntie Glenda in Boston and Thea in oh look, there are a lot of people locked on.
Nice.
Vancouver
nice.
And everything. But yeah, in meeting those celebrities, those opportunities gave me avenues for other work because in some instances you would continue your relationships with these persons when they leave and you could actually end up being their liaison or their agent for the Caribbean. And a lot of those doors would have opened for me for persons like Joe Jackson when he came for the music festival. I continued speaking to Joe up to the point when he had a stroke and had unfortunately passed. I did some work behind the scenes with Mr. Joe Jackson. And things like that are very important because it capitalizes your profile based on the job that you're in. And the relationship and your personality. It's important to always have a nice, palatable personality because it's not the job doesn't just end there when they get on that plane and leave. So people like Vivica and Fantasia and Joe and Sissy Houston, I've kept relationships with them over the years. Good afternoon to Fantasia Barino. She just had a beautiful baby girl. You know, our prayers are still going with the baby girl because she came a little early and she's in NICU there. But we're giving our prayers out to Fantasia. Her son Dallas is actually my godson, and that came about because I kept the relationship with Fantasia.
Now, you know, you mentioned sometimes, you mentioned artist liaison, you mentioned booking, you know. These are all behind the scenes jobs. So,
yes,
yeah,
they are.
While people may see you, you know, even though I may not be as tall as everyone, you're
I'm
still.
I'm 5'1", 105 pounds of power.
there you go.
Energy.
What are these roles and how are they integral in the entire. When we bring everything together, how
it all meshes together because, okay, there's artist management. That's someone that takes hold of the entire management process for the artists. So good afternoon to Edwin Yearwood, the whole Crossfire Band, Lead Pipe Status, Sanctuary, Marve, Hypersounds. Those are persons that I assist with management, and I also do bookings for them. And a booking agent now is someone who, apart from the manager, can go out and look for work for these artists. Some people tend to think that managers just collect money and that's it. Between the manager and the booking agent, you have to find some form of balance to find work for the artists. And the artists, in turn, they write the music, they get it produced. And then you have to market it via the social media, via radio stations, via TV, interviews. So during COVID, of course, you would see a lot of artists such as Voice, even our local gentleman here, Edwin and Crossfire, Square One, recently did an online event.
Yeah.
All these things come into play then with promoters at least seeing the artists are still active despite they can't travel or tour or even do anything locally. And these things go hand in hand with the booking agent, the manager, the sound and lighting, the engineer. Everybody needs one another to function.
Someone here saying, I could tell that she was short. Short women speak with authority.
That's what God blessed us with. Good afternoon to that listener.
Now, you know, you see how integral you are in terms of help to put things together. But now we are a situation, as you noted, for the better part of a year and a half, where it's basically nothing happening physically. Mm-hmm. How then do you try to make things happen. As we put the appeal out, you know, you called our auntie's name earlier. You know, you want to make things happen, but now that we may see a little light, now
a
that, you know, something may happen, how do we go about then trying to make something happen?
Well, we're already ready. The gentleman would have been recording since last year. At the end of the day, most recordings cost between, depending on the producer you're working with, realistically, productions cost between $2,000 to $5,000 Barbados dollars per song. Some persons may be lucky that if it's a producer that they've worked with over the years, they have that relationship and they kind of barter in reference to cost, in relation to royalties and so forth. By the end of the day, the producer still has to be paid. So it may not have made any sense to release any music last year or even this year, depending on what's going on with whatever functions we're going to have. Some people did release, but they didn't release the 2, 3, or 5 songs they're accustomed to releasing. They did like a 1 or 2 song. Mm-hmm. For instance, Edwin did I Am last year. And recently, a few weeks ago, he just did Resilience. Mm. So the fact of the matter is, there's a cost entailed to get the production up and running. So imagine a season of what we usually call crop over with absolutely no music. So people need to understand there's a cost with it. It's not the guys don't want to release music. They still have to pay to release it. Mm-hmm. And then if there's no threshold or avenue to make back that money from your production, why are you releasing it really?
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned, you know, Hypersounds overseas, Marsville overseas, my fellow DJs, I see Just J's overseas,
Puffy's
overseas as well. You know, so they are opening.
The US is fully open. They're cranking.
They're already closed though?
No, Texas, Atlanta, and Orlando were never closed.
Yeah. But how's that looking? How's that looking? Because obviously, you know, we look at crop over, but a lot of the revenue comes through touring, comes from outside.
Yes.
We see the UK, they're easing their protocols bit by bit by bit.
Yes.
But how's that looking on the outside in terms of future planning?
Once places open, we'll be ready to go. We're ready. My carry-on is actually crying right now. Like, when you carry me to the airport kind of thing. The music is there. The guys are ready. As I said, there are productions that would have been done since last year. So even if we do have some form of crop over this year, there will be enough music to be released. So it would just be a matter of marketing.
And what form do you want, or what form do you think that crop over will take?
Well, based on
you don't want to speak out of turn, you know. We are not in those high level meetings.
I don't have a clue. Hello, Stetson, how are you? I don't have a clue what's going on. We're just waiting for an update as to what form of crop over, if there is any, you know, what will be allowed.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for it though? You ready for
we ready?
Whatever comes.
We always ready.
No, you know, it's as I said,
we'll be thankful.
We start out by saying it's been hard for everyone, you know, especially hitting on the pockets. But it's also been rough from a medical standpoint. I remember when I got a message one night and somebody said such and such, and grade such and such. And what? Are you kidding me? Let's just, because I mean, how does that change, or did that change your perspective, that health scare?
Oh, well, for those who didn't know, I was in a seizure. I took in on January 19th at 1:30 p.m. I had a seizure, which was caused from some detox herbal pills. The amount of pills that were issued to me were too many per day for my body mass, and it stripped the sodium from my body. And I went into a seizure, and the seizure was so severe, I went into a coma. So I was in a coma for, I think, 2 days, they said, or thereabouts. But I give thanks, and all I can say is God is great, and He has a reason and a purpose for me to be back. So it hasn't really taken away anything from me. My speech is perfect. I don't have any impediments or anything, and I give thanks for that.
Yeah, you're still talking just as much as you used to before. I don't think
actually, I'm talking more. I miss the radio.
Well, radio misses you a lot, you know. That's it. You know, Ingrid is here. I really want to spend an entire I have to know if Ingrid, but Ingrid is in high demand now, in such high demand. And let's say good afternoon to our friends at Nation House, because Ingrid solo all of the Better Health
magazines. Yes, I have. This is my copy, so you cannot have this.
I have not ever heard of anyone doing signing of Better Health magazine. It's her own book.
It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. What's the outpouring like for you? Of support, of concern, and of course now everyone's talking about this.
I want to thank every single person, both here in Barbados and overseas. I've been getting a lot of prayers and love. All the prayer warriors were praying for me when I was hospitalized, and I want to thank everybody who had me in thought and prayers. Thank you so much. And yes, there's been an outpouring of love from even persons who I am not affiliated with. Thank you so much. And But it's a bigger picture. It's not about me. It's about me. I think the testimony, which I partially gave in this Better Health magazine, and I recently gave a testimony, I think that in itself is what has inspired a lot of people to know that God is real. And yes, I've touched a lot of people, and I will continue to touch a lot of people, because I think that is the reason God brought me back, mm-hmm. to spread the message.
No, we know, you know, and we're grateful that you're still here. You know, grateful that I have the chance to have you as my first guest. Now, darting back to the festival,
yes,
potential
please.
Festival.
Or, I'm praying.
No, you've been in this for quite some time. You know, you've seen what it has done for those that perhaps may not have the resilience. See what I just did there. You know, that may be worried. Just quickly, what would you say to those young, or maybe not so young, but those are in the industry that may be concerned?
Just hold firm and keep praying. Read Psalm 5 and Psalm 25, and that will give you your strength. I know it's a bit difficult right now, but that's what I do every day, every morning, and every night before I go to bed. You have to hold on to God's word and pray that some doors will open. And for me, a lot of doors have started to open during the COVID from last year, and even since of my illness. A lot of persons have reached out and tried to help. And I know financially we all, our bills are piled up, and that's what we always think about. I need money, but money will come. Once your belly is full and someone can help you, even if you have no meals, like that's what I've been doing throughout COVID. I don't have that much, but I share what I have, and it's important to reach out to those persons out there, both in the industry and generally, because a lot of people in Barbados are starving. They're hungry, and it hurts me, you know. But we're all going through this together. Some are in better positions than others. So if you can help somebody today, rather you feed them, buy them a meal, or do something, even if you help with a bill, that in itself helps. So yeah, mm-hmm. I would tell anybody out there in the entertainment sector, just hold firm. Something can happen soon.
Fireworks 2021. Good afternoon to you. It's now at 13 minutes to 5 o'clock. Yes, I'm getting the good afternoons in. Now, we had a conversation with Ingrid Holder a little earlier, and she was speaking of her role in the festival and in the entertainment industry as the entertainers, and not just the singers, that's not the artists and the musicians, but all those involved at various levels. She mentioned the decorators, lighting, sound, transportation, catering, all looking forward to the festival. But here's a question to you. Which crop over activity do you want this year? Or would you want to hear or see this year? Which crop over activity? Or do you think that we should just sit back, try to get control of things, and make this happen? Interesting contribution by this listener said, you know what, we should wait till next year, but when we do restart, we can do without the competitions. Competitions were nonsense, archaic, and it's time to find other ways of generating revenue and interest. Time to find other ways of generating revenue and interest in the festival. Do you think the person has a point? or do we hold on to the competition? I mean, this is a conversation we have every year. Should we have the competitions? Should the competitions continue? What's the relevance? Do they have relevance? And it's the same questions every year, the continuing saga of should we, shouldn't we? Well, you can weigh in. Someone here saying, seems like the NCF and government don't have anything to say on the matter. We were promised to say on what's happening and nothing as yet. Promise something's gonna come, you have to wait and see what indeed will come, if there will be anything coming. But the music is coming, and we do have new music for 2021. Like this one from Edwin Yearwood. It's called Resilience. Make it work.
Nothing like this, never witnessed something like this.
2020,
bravo we up. Bad. Ox we down. Bad. It tested the fate, and it shook us like an earthquake. Ox we down. Bad. Break me heart. Bad. We will go for ourselves and pick up the pieces and make it work as is. So if we zoom in.
Zoom.
In the bubble, we bubbling. Oh yeah.
We will make it work.
coming.
Jam, jam, jam.
And we tiffin be walking. Oh yeah. Well, shake up.
The WhatsApp number 2664862. 2664862. Good afternoon to you. The time 3 minutes to 5 o'clock. On this Monday, the 31st of May, the final day of May. Gracie, good afternoon to you. Yes, I know. It's afternoon time. This is normally my nap time, she says. Nah, I don't do afternoon naps. I don't do that. So the question was asked, we're asking, someone raised the point, you know, it's time to do away with the competitions. We don't need these here right now. Someone here said, you know, it's time perhaps we can do a virtual competition. So another here saying, okay, got to have competitions that captures all ages, overseas Bajans and others plan their time around the finals and so come on. All right. The person also says crop over can wait. Remember, hundreds come in for crop over, thousands actually. With borders open, we have to be careful. Let us keep all safe. We're not there yet. Let's see who's on the line. VOB, good morning. Good afternoon. Stop saying morning, Cash. Good afternoon.
Man, you're still on the morning. You still
on the morning? I said it's going to take a while to stop saying good morning, but
yeah, it's going to take a while. Yeah, it will take a while, yeah.
It's cool, man.
You got to get used to Uncle Jeff, too.
Well, yeah.
I see I had a problem adapting just now.
Well, yeah, just to make sure that I have everything in place, but we're good.
Yeah,
now.
But you will get there, man.
Uh-huh.
But my contribution is this, Cassie.
Uh-huh.
You might like it or you might not. Periodly, no crop over this year. Bottom line, if you want me better just to live a little longer, just forget about the crop over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get crop over in the next year. We've been dead in the next year.
What about an online crop over? Because we see it had a lot of online things. You know, people suggested perhaps online competitions and such.
To be honest, I don't believe in online thing. I believe in things personal, mm-hmm. seeing people close and thing. And if that can happen, wait till things cleared, and when it can happen, that we can get close to the performers and stuff like that.
But, you know, these same performers we want to get close to, they still got to buy a sardine on a corned beef or something. So that's why we're looking at probably online, you know.
Yeah, well, you got to balance it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But to definitely have a crop over
mm-hmm.
with people getting together this year, that's going to be risky.
Not even a small gathering.
Not even a small gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Small gathering could expand.
Fair enough, I got
it. It could start small and extend, and then you got a problem.
That's true.
That's my contribution.
All right, well, thanks for your contribution.
You hang in there, buddy.
Have a good afternoon.